You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the 2024 East Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Really excited to have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let her introduce herself, tell us who she is and what she does and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Hey, I'm Mayor Stephanie White. I'm from Keough, Arkansas. I'm affiliated with the England High School and England Elementary School East programs.
Awesome. So I have to tell you, you're the first mayor we've ever had on our show. And I think that really shows the power of East and how important it is to the communities that East exists in their school systems.
Absolutely. So how I look at East is they are entirely capacity builders for me. Small populations, limited resources, and manpower sometimes. And so they're very helpful to my leadership journey.
I think that's really interesting because most people don't know everything that East can do and does for communities. From the simple things of printing banners or, you know, going out to just to be hands-on at a community event.
Painting crosswalks, decorating Main Street, making commercials, promoting events, printing banners, GIS mapping of water lines, on and on and on.
So before we get too far into this, for the folks that are listening who may not understand what a huge impact this is for a community like Keough in England, talk to us a little bit about share population size. You know, talk about how small Keough in England are so that people can get an idea. Holy cow, wait, these are students that are helping with these programs in these communities.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Keough has a population of 207. England is, I think, a little under 2,000. And our resources and manpower are limited.
Sure.
Problem solving as well. They can, like I said, they can increase my capacity greatly.
Mm-hmm.
I have walked around the exhibit hall and am getting so many ideas for work that can be done in our own community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what's really exciting for those students are it creates a community esprit de corps. It creates a community pride, and they realize that they're part of the community and they're helping build something, and that keeps some of them there, or it makes them come back.
So when I first discovered the East program, I came in with a problem. I needed some help with just an AV presentation for something that my community was participating in. And the facilitator encouraged me to walk around the room to see what everyone was working on. I was blown away. I couldn't believe my fortune as far as that I was going to be able to get to work with these can-do attitude, problem-solving kids, but that at the time, they weren't really active in our working in our community out there. I don't think that they were as widely known what they were capable of or what the program was about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to the facilitator, JR, about that, and I asked him, he said, we're not getting that much publicity. So every win we've had, everything we work on, we promote and publicize. And really, in 2 years, those kids, I say they've outgrown me, which is the best thing ever.
Right.
They're on. They're moving on. And I'm just watching them shine. It's wonderful.
I like your excitement about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the interesting part. You actually have become a facilitator in your own right.
Well, not only, so I was able to attend, I'm not sure what the proper name of the training was, but I was the first community partner to ever attend the training.
Oh, nice.
So there were all facilitators, teachers there, and one of the instructors was talking about something, teacher language, and I raised my hand, what is that? And all the teachers shot up their heads around, and they're like, oh, let us explain. She is a mayor and a community partner, and the first, and so I was very honored to do that. It's a very big deal to me. I take this seriously, my role with them.
I can't wait to see where you take that. I see you. Now, I don't know. Is there like a, this is me not knowing politics or, you know, the inner workings of the government, especially local government. Do the mayors in Arkansas have like a convention and conferences they go to?
So we do. We have the Arkansas Municipal League, but then also, so on a local level in Lonoke County, where Keough and England are, we have our mayor's club, if you will.
Yeah.
We meet and exchange ideas and opportunities. And then I participate in a lot of leadership opportunities, Community Development Institute, Delta Women's Leadership. And so when I'm with these other change makers, I explain to them what resources they that's have awesome. Out there and that can be taken advantage of.
Yeah. That's where I was going to go myself. I was going to say, you know, you've as far as I'm concerned, as far as we can tell, you've set the bar. You've, you know, frankly, drawn the line in the sand. You've said, listen, you know, you community leaders out there, you know, you other mayors, you city managers, legislatures, all, you know, whoever you are, listen, you have got to get connected with the EAST programs in your local districts because they can be such a valuable resource. I mean, like you said, you know, you're even just when you're talking about, you know, marketing and promotions for what your, you know, what your office would be doing, they've, you know, boom, you suddenly now have a whole team.
Yeah.
You didn't even know was there before.
And I'm connected now to all the EAST programs, if you will, because they're connected. So it's amazing to me. I couldn't believe how lucky I was that I was going to be able to take advantage of all that they had to offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's awesome that you've already done a cursory walkthrough and you've already taken notes. So kids, be ready because mayor is coming after you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes, for sure.
Well, you know, I have to say, so next year, you need to have a session here. Yeah, and there's a great challenge. I think you need to challenge mayors and city managers and Chamber of Commerce's to visit this conference. And, you know, Matt Dozier would love this. The crew at EAST would love this. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I have my Matt button.
Yeah, it's your Matt button.
Oh, there you go, your Matt button.
Well, and how I really got involved with the, besides the local program, I reached out to Matt. I sent a thank you note just for how blessed I felt to express that, to let him know on such a microscopic level, if you will, Keogh, Arkansas has been so greatly impacted by what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that opened up, I mean, number one, friendships with the EAST facilitators and staff, but also then the kids were invited and got to share. Actually, it wasn't even a win. It was, what do they call it? Winning by submitting, I think it was. So they shared their challenges on a project that we didn't get across the finish line, but what they'd learned from it.
Sure.
So it was awesome.
Well, you know, I just listened to a podcast with John McEnroe, and John McEnroe said, you know, failure is his biggest thing. And every person that achieves, you realize, and they'll tell you, I learned more through failure than I do anything else, because it's not really failure, because I learned all these steps of what to do and what not to do. And that's a really big deal. I'm glad to hear you say that. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, and so one of the other things that's important to me that I don't even discuss with them, I just do it, is to me, participating, working with the EAST program is like succession training. Just I am working with the future leaders of our communities. I take a student a month to the Chamber of Commerce meetings to participate, to highlight what they're doing to those local businesses, to interact with the other adults and business owners that are there, to point out challenges and opportunities, and get them accustomed to knowing their own voice and advocating for their community and for what they'd like to see.
Well, and along with that it's got to build community pride with those students. So, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of times in smaller districts, students don't necessarily see the opportunities in those small places, in those small communities, because they think they're so limited. But with a program like this, and especially with you being so gung-ho and like, oh no, I got a list of stuff, you know, so when they move on and when they graduate and whatever they do, whether they get skills trade certification or they, you know, go off and get a degree or whatever, there's an incentive for them to come back to that community and keep giving to that community, because they've got leaders like you who have a list of things and say, listen, this could be something that is productive for you to, you know, to earn a living after you're done with school, or in some cases even while you're still in school.
Right.
We met with a student yesterday and she just got, while she is still in school, she was hired on as the principal photographer for one of the local businesses. They were like, we will pay you to do this.
Amazing.
And it's through her experience in EAST. And it's the same thing that can happen in communities all over the state, and especially the smaller ones.
Absolutely. They can see the outcome of their work and the difference that they've made in our community, and then what their potential is. The sky is totally the limit, and I'm betting on them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's interesting. One of our big tenets here is why. That's the question of everyone has, especially at that age. Why am I doing this? Why do I need to do this? Why do I volunteer? Why am I doing community projects? Why am I doing community service? And to me, East hits at the foundation of that, just like STEM. We were talking to the Arkansas STEM Coalition director, and that's the biggest deal. This is not about being a doctor or a lawyer. This is just about being there for your community and being there for your fellow man.
Difference maker. Being the difference maker.
Completely.
That's why.
Yeah. Completely. Yeah. I think that's really exciting.
And status quo disruptor as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, these are the people that I want.
I'm stealing that, by the way. So that was really
good. Right. Yeah. Status quo disruptor.
That's I love that. Yeah. It's wonderful. Yeah. No, I'm back on that. So, I hope we see you doing a session here. I think it'd be great.
I think so, too.
I think you'd have a blast. And I think you would really touch a lot of people. And
I'm just going to we're planting seeds. So I'm going to go ahead and plant this seed. If it's not something that you've considered, you may want to also consider presenting at regional and national education conferences, bringing a student in and talking about how students in STEM, STEAM, these types of, you know, East projects have benefited your community. There will be people from all over the country that will be like, wait, they're doing what?
There are more smaller school districts
than larger
school districts. Yeah, they need
to hear
this.
I'm going to plant that seed. I won't quite challenge you, but I will certainly.
We're going to email you and water it. So.
Sounds wonderful. Also capacity limited. So,
I get that.
Yeah. But you know, you've got a great East program, and that's a wonderful project. I mean, they can help you present, you know, get everything together for this. Nothing more exciting than when you come in to do the session here, that there's five or six kids helping you with the session.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because that just blows everybody's mind.
Yeah.
We do a lot of national conferences, large ones, and a lot of sessions are just an educator, which is great. You very rarely see students there helping along, which is interesting because, you know, that's our clients. That's who we're working for, that our constituents are the students. So that's a really big deal. And if you notice here, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
This is about students.
Yeah.
This isn't about facilitators or parents. It's really about the students, and they shine.
Yes, they do.
I know you're having a blast here. Today's going to be a lot of fun. You're just going to have a blast.
I can't wait to even get back into the opening session.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
So,
yes, so
having said that, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is going to be a great episode.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.